Our guest at the cafe this morning is our books commentator, Sharon Felt from Sulphur Springs. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it is summertime. I think people have a chance to do more reading in the summer.
Absolutely. It's a great time to catch up on books you like or books you wanted to read or books on the bestseller list.
And so Sharon is going to talk about a couple of books, which are certainly one of them in particular is not a new book, but one you'll be interested in hearing about. But the first we're going to talk about is a book called The Captured, A True Story of Abduction. And this is by Scott Zesch. And Scott Zesch is a Texas author?
He is a Texas author, and I don't think he lives here right now, but he actually was a graduate of Texas A&M and Harvard, and the book is about his great uncle. It's a true story about his great uncle, and the information that is in the book is gotten from his uncle's conversations and books and letters that letters and conversations that he had from them, from his great uncle and some other individuals that were captured at the same time.
Captured by the Comanches, captured by the Apaches during the 19th century.
Right. In the late 1800s, around 1865-70, there were a lot of German and Dutch immigrants here trying to work on the land. And the Indians, of course, we were right in the middle of the Texas Indian War. And so it was very common for the Apaches and Comanches both to capture little kids in order to turn them against, to add to their numbers and teach them how to fight and be Indians. And it was really amazing because many of the young kids that were taken didn't want to go back.
And that's kind of the gist of this story, that they were captured as children and then did not want to return.
Right. Yeah. Mostly it was the boys that didn't really want to return, but not always. As you know, Quanah Parker's mother, Cynthia Ann Parker, was captured early, and she loved the Indians, married one of the chiefs, had Quanah Parker, who himself became a Comanche chief, and she did not want to return. And upon her death, she was recaptured and tried to be reintroduced into society. And according to many, many friends and acquaintances and historians, she didn't die of any disease. She died of a broken heart.
And the reason then that they wanted to stay with the Comanches or the Apaches or whatever tribe it may have been?
Well, it was really not that their parents didn't love them, because they obviously did. They tried very hard to get their kids back. But what the children saw as love was time spent with the Indians. The Indians didn't have a structured life. They had time to spend one-on-one with the kids, teaching them to hunt, to make bows and arrows, to participate in the community, whereas the kids' real families that were, you know, had five or six other kids at home, were so busy trying to make a living out of farming or dairying, and so it didn't translate into love, but the time with the Indians did for the kids.
We're talking with Sharon Felt, and Sharon's our books commentator from Sulphur Springs. We're catching up on some books that you might find interesting here for the summer. Another that you read, and you spent some time here recently, as you all do, you and your husband, on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Is that
It was beautiful.
Correct. I'm sure that it was. But appropriately then, you read Beach Music.
Yes.
By Pat Conroy.
Yes.
And he is one of my very favorite authors.
He is a treasure. He is definitely a Southern treasure. And sadly, he died in 2016. Mm-hmm. But Beach Music is a story of American guy who his wife commits suicide. And there are a million different reasons that it happened. And the book delves into all those reasons. But the story is so beautifully written that you can feel his pain, his exhilaration. He raises his daughter and moves away to Rome because he wants to escape the entire family, the South, in-laws, everything he's ever known, and kind of reinvent his life with his daughter. And it's a beautiful story. It's lyrically written, like most of Pat Conroy's stories are. They're either very beautiful or very graphic, like Great Santini and The Lords of Discipline. But you feel everything that he is that the character is feeling. And it's a story of betrayal on many different levels. But it has a wonderful ending. So
I'm surprised that Beach Music hasn't been rendered as a movie, as several of his books have been.
Absolutely. Prince of Tides, Lords of Discipline, The Great Santini, all of those have been extraordinary movies.
The Water Is Wide, which was called Conrack as a movie, a great movie.
Yes, that was my favorite of all his books. But I imagine this will come up sooner or later as a wonderful movie.
Yeah, you would think so. How do you choose the books that you read? Is it just totally random? Or?
Well, my book club laughs at me all the time because they've asked me that question about a million times. I look at the book's cover.
Well,
and if it looks good, if it's got a great cover, I'm going to dive into it. I may not like it after I get into it, but mostly I choose by cover.
Those book publishers know what they're doing, don't they?
They do.
There's something to that. Well, next time you're in, we'll talk about Fence Post, the regional magazine that you're editing.
Yeah, okay. It's coming out mid-July.
All right, very good. Sharon, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Sharon Felt, our books commentator, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.